Good morning, Gladys. Little secret I got. Johnny Parker in the orchestra. I guess you've heard we're celebrating my 30th anniversary with CBS, and what a ball we've been having. It's been a very good morning all this week for me, as you might have heard. And I hope that you heard that show yesterday, because I wasn't quite sure whether it was Godfrey's show or the Jackie Gleason show, but it came off beautifully. We had a few of our good friends from Hollywood with us, and Mr. Richard Nixon was here and made news when Jackie Gleason, in his shy way, asked him if he was going to be a candidate. And Mr. Nixon said, well, my hat's in the ring. And so this is our week to make news, and we're going to do it again today with a terrific cast. Here in New York City, lovely, sweet Mary Healy and her handsome husband, Peter Lynn Hayes.
Here, here.
Who very kindly came over here from another network.
It shall be nameless.
Oh, not at all, not at all. Everybody has to start someplace. Why not?
And looks like the Nuremberg trial here this morning.
Mary Healy and Peter Lynn Hayes. On Mary's left is my dear friend and associate, Pat Buttram, without whom there just isn't any fun anymore.
Arthur, before we go any further, I'd like to explain to my wife, if I come home to Hollywood a little bleary-eyed and with a, you know, kind of a hangover look, it's because I sat next to Jackie Gleason yesterday. That's what did it.
Just inhaling, huh?
I have found out now that Dean Martin is a social drinker.
Okay, and over on Peter Lynn Hayes' right is the one and only Jack Carter, just back from Florida, full of change.
Yeah, I just flew up here for the good weather in New York,
Arthur. Oh, come on, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, it was even wet on Arthur Godfrey Road. But I came up here because I heard you can't hold a job. 30 years, that's ridiculous. Get out of the business. Get them things off your ears. You can hear now. Those older folks. 30 years. Can't hold a job.
And Rufus Jarman is sitting next to you, Jack. I don't think you've met him up till now, have you?
Hello, Jack.
Well, we shook about a minute ago. We're still shaking.
Well, Rufus Jarman is from Las Casas, Tennessee.
And Las Casas?
Las Casas, Tennessee.
Spelled backwards.
That's in the general direction from here, from as Florida is, but that's the only similarity.
Tennessee.
Tennessee, that's right. And next to Rufus sits Johnny Nash, who came all the way over here just to do this for us today. Where are you playing these days, Johnny?
Nowhere right now. I just got back in town from a record promotion tour.
Oh, what's the record you're working on?
It's called I'm Leaving.
I just got back.
Steve Lawrence, I just overheard.
And next to Johnny, well, what did Steve say? Wait a minute, Steve, it's not your turn yet.
He said,
where have you been? And he said, nowhere. And Steve Lawrence says, he's plugging nowhere.
Okay, borrow.
Next to Johnny Nash is Richard Hayes.
And Arthur, the way things have been going, I hope you have a nice weekend.
Thank you so much. And Billy Dupree next to him. Now look, down in Philadelphia, in the city of brotherly love, sits Steve Lawrence and Abe Burroughs.
Oh, Abe Burroughs. I'm mad about Abe Burroughs.
Hello, Arthur.
Hi, Arthur.
That's brotherly love. You got the wrong girl on the phone. Who's there?
Hi, Arthur. This is Steve Lawrence in Philadelphia. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Steve.
Happy anniversary, Arthur.
Tell us, Abe, about Where Goes Sam? What's the name of it?
What do you mean, Where Goes?
Where Goes Sam?
Well,
listen,
Where Goes Jolly. Sammy Carr. Yeah.
Where Goes Sam?
It's what makes Sammy run.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, Steve is starring in it, and he's wonderful. I'm directing it. I don't know if I'm so wonderful, but he's great.
I'll attest to that. Abe's marvelous.
Tell me...
You remember Abe Marvelous? He's directing our show.
Listen, if you go to the Latin Casino, you see Sammy Davis run there.
I've been there already twice.
Listen, ask him the question you wanted to ask him before.
Who, Abe?
Yeah.
When does your play open? When does What Makes Sammy Run open,
Abe? It opens on the 15th of February at the 54th Street Theater in New York. And you all coming? Everybody's invited.
You know we're coming.
Can you just see us there? Where are our tickets? Get out of here. Hold on. Call the author. Do you know the ticket broker? Thousands. I can't find Edie. She's a wish. I couldn't get her in. Arthur. Those open invites.
Arthur, you...
At least get me to the party after.
Arthur, what you need is Clyde Beatty.
We got Lady Clyde Beatty out in California. You haven't acknowledged them yet.
You're on the way to whole era thing. Out there in KNX, you hear that voice whispering in there? That's Pat Boone. And, Pat, who's that lovely gal with
you? You mean you got a singer besides me?
Yeah, I heard you needed a young singer on the show today. You've only got five. No, we've got Abigail Van Buren, who's another young singer on the distaff side.
And one of the loveliest ladies I've ever known. How are you, Abby?
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Is that dear, Abby? I've been writing to her for years. I thought as a man I've been writing dear Abby.
Hey, Pat, that's
Abe
my...
Burroughs.
Hey, Pat.
Is that you? Abe? Abe Burroughs?
That's why I've been getting mail
I'll
from you.
I'll send you all the dear A.B. letters, and you send me all the dear A.B. letters, okay?
But you get an answer from President Van Buren, then you're in trouble.
That's Martin Van Buren.
I think you're right, though. She does sound like a man.
Yeah, I think do I really? Oh, that's supposed to be sexy.
Oh.
Yeah. That sexy jasmine or something.
I can guarantee you that's no fella.
You don't even have to try to do that, honey. Tell me, how are those two good-looking kids of yours?
Oh, they're wonderful, thank you. And by the way, my daughter sends her love.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Please take a bundle of it back to her.
I will do
so. And that's a good-looking boy, too.
Thank you. Eddie sends his regards. That's as it should be.
That's exactly the way. They're two normal children, and I'm happy about
yes,
that.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I used to be two normal children.
Look at you now, Abe.
Totally.
Solution.
I'm what just one fat director now.
Sounds like dear Abby Lane.
Oh, gee. You know, we're glad to have you directing and producing these wonderful things, Abe, but we sure do miss that entertaining pussy yours on the air.
Well, come down to Philadelphia. We're constantly entertained.
No, I get on once in a while, Arthur. You know me. I get on those panels. Everybody, I'm always working sitting down. If you see me sitting down, I'm working. And, you know, everybody says to me, I look taller in person. I tell them they got a short set.
Well, now, hold it a minute, will you? We'll have a very short set if I don't sell little Ovaltine. See how I slide into this commercial? Isn't that cute? Huh? That's clever. Ovaltine. This is the stuff that I've been on for breakfast now for the last month or so, and you know it works. You have a cup of tea first when you get up, or I do. I love my tea. Maybe you like coffee. Go ahead. Have your coffee, and then the next cup, make it Ovaltine, made with skim milk. And you will have received on board 27 important vitamins, minerals, and food elements. And you may find, as I have, that's all the breakfast you need for the day. And around noontime, you begin to feel hungry again. And this is a good way for you to diet without a doctor's prescription, you know, and that's what most of us do. Because here we do get the vitamins, minerals, and food elements that we need and would get if a doctor prescribed the diet for us properly. Why don't you try it? I bet you it's been a long time since you drank Ovaltine, and you will be delighted with it. Comes in two flavors, remember, natural and chocolate. Ovaltine for you. Now, before we get too far into it, yesterday I never got a chance to get on the air. I want you guys to listen to my boy Billy Dupree. Come on now. I want you to sing this blues thing for him. Now, all of you listen to this, because yesterday he sat here during the whole show and never had a note. Let me see what we're going to do with you.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have,
papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Give to deprived and such, you can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Lord and Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Salisbury steak and mushroom gravy. Same
Morton,
difference.
That's Arthur's middle name, is it?
That's right, sweetie.
I remembered.
Thank you. And I wish I owned some of this here stock, this Morton House Foods. Boy, that's the best food in the world in a can you can get. Morton House roast beef and gravy or the beans or whatever else they put up. Whenever you see the label Morton House, buy, my friend. It is the best. All right, Abby, tell us now, what goes on with you and Pat Boone out there in KNX?
You'll be reading about it.
Well, Pat, don't say that. You've got 9 children, and I have 6.
How many did you say I have?
But you have 9 children.
She knows things I don't know. No, I've only got 4. And just one kind.
But you haven't looked this afternoon. How is Shirley?
She's just fine.
Tell me, Steve, speaking of wives, where's that gorgeous gal of yours?
She's here with me in Philadelphia. My children are here, too, Arthur.
How many family you got?
Well, at last count, I got 2 boys.
Oh, wonderful.
Can we work out something, Steve? Look.
Pat, what do you got, 4 girls, huh?
Yeah, 2 for 1, we can make an exchange.
All right.
Arthur, I have this will mean nothing to your audience, but it's a sort of an inside impression that I've been working on. You know, I'm very grateful you practically raised our children for us. I worked for Arthur for 4.5 years, and I'd just like to challenge him and see if he can tell me who I'm doing. Are you ready? Arthur, Peter called and wants to know if it'd be all right for him to work the Fontainebleau for 2 weeks.
That's Mr. James Seward, Vice President of CPA.
That's Lou Irwin.
I can demand for him for dinner, and the club is closed.
Only man gets a heart attack while having a good time.
I've been with him as long as you've been with CBS, Lou Irwin. And Pat's with him now.
Lou Irwin's my agent. If he hadn't taken my pictures around and going around to all the TV stations and all the TV networks and executives, I wouldn't be in radio today.
Sustained in daytime. That's a favor.
That's Lou, Irwin.
Richard Hayes, who's your agent?
I have no agent.
Oh,
very shrewd one
move.
One of them. independent contractors.
I had an agent. And they never even took my pictures around. They would send them back. That's what they would do.
They just brought you a radio.
You know, they kid about agents, but they do a good job. And they get 10% of what we make. And you get in a bracket like you, I imagine, Arthur, after all these years... And the government takes 90%, and
the agent gets 10.
10, and that's 100%.
No, you're...
So then you figure out you got to cut somewhere, so what do? You cheat the government, because you can't cheat an agent. Guaranteed. There's no way you can cheat an agent.
Could I please say a few words about the Morris
Office? Does everybody have to have an agent?
Abby wants to know if everybody has to have an agent.
You know, Arthur, I don't have an agent. I've never had an agent.
What do you think Peter is?
Huh?
What do you think Peter does?
That isn't Mary. That's Abby.
Oh, Abby. Oh. All right, Abby, what do you think Peter does?
That's it. Keep it going, Abby.
Mary,
oh,
what Peter does.
Wonderful.
I don't know. Very
well of
Peter.
You folks got to get this picture now. Abby Van Buren, Abigail Van Buren, is out there. That's Dear Abby. She's in Hollywood with Pat Boone. Steve Lawrence and Abe Burrows are in Philadelphia and WCAU.
And the Liberty Bell just got thick.
You gotta have a UN identifier here.
And I gotta sell some Robert Burns cigars. You still smoke cigars, Abe?
Yeah, if you ask me, yeah. Certainly, sir. What was that remark you made?
He was just smoking at Morton's food when you
asked. I'm smoking a great big Robert Burns cigar right now, sir, and its aroma is delicious.
There's something about that remark doesn't sound just right.
I'm reading it.
Didn't I used to see you smoke cigars once in a while?
I did. When I was better off, you know.
Have you stopped smoking them?
I still smoke cigars on and off.
Well, I'm trying to tout people onto cigars, as I have been for the last 10 years, because you don't have to inhale a cigar to enjoy it. And I'm trying to get the gals...
Inhale, you say?
Inhale, yeah. You don't have to inhale a cigar smoke to enjoy the thing.
How can you?
Well, some people do. I've seen them do it. And why the top of your head doesn't come off, I don't know.
It grows hair.
But some people can do it. However, you don't have to in order to enjoy the smoke. That's the point. And I want you folks to go get yourself a pack of Tipperillos by Robert Burns or Robert Burns Cigarillos. They're priced from $1.38 to $2.25 a box. Now, you get a package of the little five of them at a time. That's the best way to try them. You pick up a package of five of them.
You smoke five at a time.
No, you just try one.
Get a fat lip.
Nothing burns like one. A Robert Burns.
You just try one, and if you don't like it, you send the thing back and get your money back.
I love Tipperillos. I smoke Tipperillos. I really do.
You don't like the taste of the tobacco in your mouth, huh?
No, I love I just like Tipperillos. They're sort of dashing looking.
It's a long way to Tipperillos.
Funny, I was going to say that.
Wow.
Aren't you glad you didn't, because it wasn't funny?
My band is always smoking them. They love Tipperillos, especially when I hand them out for free. Yeah. And if any of you are troubled with skin blemishes, if you're pubing again, you must try Cuticura. You know, when the kids break out with these zits,
yes.
These skin blemishes, Cuticura soap and Cuticura ointment, there's nothing in the world as effective.
Well, give your kid a cigar, it'll cure anything.
Blow on it, Lou, will you? We'll be right back, don't go away.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Pat Boone and Abby Van Buren are at the studios of KNX in Hollywood, in California, our CBS outlet out there. Steve Lawrence and Abe Burrows are down in WCAU in Philadelphia. And Mary Healy and Peter Lynn Hayes, Jack Carter, Johnny Nash, Pat Buttram, Rufus Jarman, Richard Hayes, and Billy Dupree are here. It doesn't sound like a football lineup. I'll eat your hat, huh? Boy, what a day we have had. And we're having trouble getting commercials in sideways here, but we do get one in once in a while. I got to ask Jack Carter now, what's the next thing on the bill of fare?
I'm leaving for... I got to see what day this is and when tomorrow will be.
Tomorrow is today.
Thursday.
Today.
Thursday, open in Las Vegas.
Oh, you like Vegas, huh?
Yeah, I love Vegas. Well, I've never been there in the winter, though, Arthur. I've always been there in that drop-dead heat in the summer, you know. When that plane door opens, you figure you landed too low. 40 in the morning. You know, that blast furnace heat. Then they throw you in those air-conditioned rooms. You get fine snow flurries all day long in the room.
What place will you be? The Flamingo?
The Flamingo.
With Julie London.
Julie London.
Oh, that's marvelous.
4 big weeks, then into the Waldorf. Pete and Mary's room. I've never played a hotel room. It should be very chic.
Really? When do you open there?
February 24th. It'll be a black tie night. Unless I wear a T-shirt, I don't know.
Hey, the 24th of February, that is a black tie night. It's my wedding anniversary.
Oh, 30 years.
No, 26 or not 30. Poor Mary. Don't tell her that. We've been married 26 years on the 24th.
Oh. You got to be there.
And it's her 28th birthday.
Oh, well, it's a definite be there. you'll be there. It's set. Forget about their opening, because they won't invite you, but you're set.
Abby, do you make personal appearances?
Yes, darling, I do. I'm going to Louisville, Kentucky, to speak for the Louisville Courier-Journal and the Ad Club on St. Valentine's Day. I'm going to be their sweetheart.
What do you do when you make these appearances? Do you tell them about the mail that we can't read in the paper?
Well, no. That's going to be a book that I shall write when I'm ready to retire, and I have the title selected for it, Arthur. I'm going to call it Not Fit to Print.
That's cute.
Will that be a runaway bestseller?
That's cute. I'll buy it just for the title.
It'll be mailed in a plain brown wrapper.
That's right. But when I talk, the title of my talk, Arthur, is The Trouble I've Seen. And nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
You know, you have lots of fun in your column, but you have a lot of good common sense, too, gal.
Well, thank you. I always say that horse sense can be found in a stable mind. Isn't that awful?
It's a good thing we didn't get wind of that.
I'd call that an Abby corral.
Let's call it
corral
an Abby.
Corral that. Okay. Good
boy. Rufus, do you ever read Abby's column?
Yes, when I'm in a romantic mood, I read it and think about the many mistakes I've made and wonder why I didn't have sense enough to write unasked or what to do.
I've only been writing for 8 years, Rufus.
Well, I've only been having these experiences about 4.
All this talk is a little swift for us. We're in Philadelphia. It's a very quiet town.
Abe Burrows from Philadelphia.
Say again, sweetie.
Waiting to hear from Abe Burrows from Philadelphia.
Who's that? Abby?
Yeah.
Hello, Abby. How are you? I haven't seen you for a long time.
Where you been? What have you been doing?
I've been out here doing What Makes Sammy Run with Steve Lawrence here. We're working. Last time I saw you was in New York.
That's right. At Herb May's.
That's right.
What does make him run?
You know, this Abby is rather a dish. Who said that? What?
that was Rufus German.
You know, it sounds like we're talking to Nashville. You sure we haven't got the network screwed up here?
No, but it's going to be if I don't ask folks to go out and buy some better homes and gardens.
I bought a garden the other day. I got a better home.
Better home.
I'm going to put my garden in your better home. It's a good magazine.
You're darn totin' it is.
I use the recipes. I really do.
Owen?
I eat their magazines. They're good for starting firewood.
That's great.
We got the Nut Brothers, Chess and Wall down there in Philadelphia.
I hope somebody isn't writing all this stuff down.
They've even stopped listening.
Peter, be quiet a minute. He's got to talk.
Listen, all I want you to make sure of is that you know that the regular Family Money Management Service, which goes on every month in Better Homes and Gardens, gives you some dollars and cents answers to some important income tax questions. I'm sorry to spoil your day, but it's coming up pretty soon. For instance, how much can you deduct for an office at home? And retirement on life insurance save you taxes? What is a casualty loss, and can you deduct it? You know, it's getting to be that time of the year, and it'll pay you to know the answers to these questions when you start figuring up what you owe Uncle Sam or vice versa. Remember, you'll find them in the regular Family Money Management Service.
That's so funny.
February Better Homes and Gardens.
Hey, Arthur.
Yes, Abe.
Did you notice that then that was the only commercial everybody kept quiet on?
Everybody's thinking about it.
Can we deduct this right now, this little meeting?
We all got very sad.
Now, let me bring you another singer, a real good one, named Johnny Nash. Johnny Nash, who has just come back from promoting a record called I'm Going Home, huh?
I'm leaving. No. I'm leaving. I am leaving.
I'm leaving.
It's from the hit show Where's Sammy?
Yeah. Abby, don't you go away now.
I won't, Alan.
No. This is Johnny Nash.
Big, like in a studio.
Oh,
I mean, to get it going, it's afraid.
He's great at that out loud singing.
Yeah. Is Paula do any professional work anymore?
Yes. As a matter of fact, she's going to be...
And what makes Paula run?
At the little joint account. They got a new, for the income tax, that's the new one, is what I heard. Yeah. They got a new entrance now, family entrance. It's where the husband and wife go to jail together. She'll be at the Waldorf with me, though. And my whole number is on the fact that Pete and Mary are working together, and Gordon and Sheila, but not me. And right in the middle, she walks right out singing. Oh, hey, lock me up. I gave it away.
Oh, that's...
Who am I going to get to write it, though?
I'll help.
Well, maybe Ape could help a couple of... voice or something. I don't know.
What? What are you looking for? What?
When you screw with that, you'll doctor me. I need help.
There's the greatest show doctor in America, that Burroughs feller.
Well, I never admit to doctoring. The doctor only when they're really sick. But this isn't sick. I'm here directly.
Oh, I didn't. I meant...
Well, then kick him out, Claude.
Oh. I guess I did read.
Abe, did you write this one?
No, I'm just directing it. Bud Schilberg and his brother Stuart wrote it, based on Bud Schilberg's famous novel, What Makes Sammy Run. And the music is by Irvin Drake, a marvelous guy. Really good song. You know, a lot of them are on the air.
Wonderful score.
Abby, you and Pat come in and ask Abe some questions.
Go ahead, Pat. I'd rather ask Abe questions.
Well,
while you're thinking up a question, let me sell you some decaf.
Okay.
Decaf has wake-up flavor but no caffeine. This is the coffee that you can drink late at night without fear of being kept awake all night. 97% of the caffeine is removed before roasting, and it's delicious, and it's called decaf. The question, please.
Oh, what do they do with the other 3%?
I wanted to know the name of that show that Abe's doing. Oh. I never caught the name of it. It's called Burroughs Solution.
Burroughs Solution.
Very good.
We did the same thing. Autry and I did one, only we called it What Made Sammy Mosey, I think.
Abby, I heard you calling Abe.
I said, is it better? Is it as good as... In other words, from wondering whether the wetting is on the roof, a poison can develop a cough.
It's a different type show than Guys and Dolls. It's a guy. As Steve said, it's different from Guys and Dolls. It's got a lot of funny stuff, but then there's this real, real tough dramatic story. You know, it's a classic book, and the story really comes through. And boy, that audience sits there riveted. I rivet them.
Hold it a minute. I got to sell the National Observer. Any of you guys know what this is?
I read it all the time. Oh. I really do.
Good. Do you?
Yep.
Well, do the commercial for me.
It's a wonderful paper to read as a sort of a wrap-up of the week's news. I find it very attractive. It's very well written. And it's a different style of journalism. It's sort of a magazine and newspaper combined.
You couldn't have done it if you had the script in front of you. The only thing I want to add is that if you write to Box 1721, Washington, D.C., you can have 25 weekly issues, the next 25, for $2.67, which is half price. Write to Box 1721. You heard Abe Burroughs tell you what the kind of a magazine, but it's a newspaper. That's what it is.
Arthur, Pat and I are trying to do a wrap-up joke.
Yeah, he called it a wrap-up. I don't know.
You can wrap up your lunch and your hair and stuff. You see my lunch and newspapers in it.
Well, you won't want to wrap anything up in this until you've really finished with
it. Oh, after you read it, of course. We're well informed.
It started during the newspaper strike, didn't it, Arthur? And it held on for...
I don't know.
Yes,
no, it was before that. No, it was before that, Peter. It's a Dow Jones thing, and it's started before that. I've been reading it from the beginning. I enjoy it very much.
There
well,
you
got
go.
One good review.
Box 1721, Washington, D.C. They don't review the theater that I think.
That was a boon from Pat.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, it's fast around here today. Wow.
Well, that's
better than being drunk like yesterday, for goodness sake. I'd rather be drunk than president.
Let's talk about Mary and Peter for a minute. You're working on WOR every morning.
Arthur, it's the first time we've communicated at breakfast in over 23 years. But we're getting out of town before it's too late. We open at the Carib Hilton in Puerto Rico on the 29th of this month, and we'll be doing the shows from down there like you used to travel with your
wonderful,
shows.
Wonderful, wonderful. The Carib Hilton in Puerto Rico. Is that near San Juan, huh?
Yes. We've beautiful. Never been there.
Beautiful room.
I have been to San Juan. It's gorgeous. Just beautiful.
I just saw Peter and Mary with our children the other day in a delightful movie. It must be 2 or 3 years old, called The 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T.
That's a collector's item.
Did you see that, Pat?
We loved it. They showed it over here at UCLA for...
yeah, that's what it plays.
For addicts.
In the gymnasium. Yeah.
For 5,000 fingers that were locked in the room.
Smoke TNC. No, listen... Joe Frisco once said, how are they going to get 5,000 fingers of Dr. T on the marquee? Why don't they call it Tom Thumb?
Hey, Boone, you really go back for a plug there. That's an old picture. I saw you recently in Ben Hur, Jack.
Art classic.
Yeah. It really is.
It played those theaters that sleeps about 80 people.
You know that picture? I saw that picture. It's what they call a flop d'esteem.
Oh, well, we'll wait now. Now you got me on Jack Carter's side. Tell us what's wrong with what makes Sammy run.
There's a line on the inside waiting to get out.
Oh, Lord. Why don't you make her sing a song with you, Arthur? I can't get along with her anymore.
Going to do it in just a minute, but first I got to tell you that if you do catch cold, you poor thing, the Contact is the thing for you. It will relieve the snuffles and the sniffles and the sneezing, and if you take one just before you go to bed at night, you can sleep. Doesn't put you to sleep, but it stops the sniffling and the sneezing and the stuff and the misery, so you can sleep, and it's the sleep and the rest that cures the cold, nothing else. Just be sure you get Contact. Mary and I have a cute little duet that we'd like to do for you. Mary Healy and Offrey Goffrey. Yeah. We met at 9.
We met at 8.
I was on time.
No, Arthur, you were late.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. We dined with friends.
We dined alone.
And a tenor sang.
A baritone.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. That dazzling April moon.
There was none that night. And the month was June.
That's right. That's right.
It warms my heart to know that you remember still the way you do.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. That carriage ride.
You walked me home.
You lost a glove.
I lost a comb.
Ah, yes, yes. I remember it well. That brilliant sky.
We had some rain.
And those Russian songs.
From sunny Spain.
Ah, yes. I remember it well. You wore a gown of gold.
I was all in blue.
Hey, am I getting old?
Oh, no, Arthur, not you. How strong you were, how young and gay. A prince of love in every way.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. Ah, yes, we remember.
Yes. See what I mean? That's why we can't communicate at our breakfast show. Everything you said, she corrected.
I'd like to say a tribute to Miss New Orleans. She's still great.
Ah, thanks, Abe. Thanks.
Beautiful. And more beautiful than ever, too, by golly.
It's impossible to be more beautiful.
Oh, brother.
Well, yeah. She is. She is. You really are, Mary. You grow more beautiful as the years go by. And the first time I saw you, I'll never forget, it was in a star club, and I almost made a fancy ass of myself. I felt crazy in love with her, and I was going over and shoot the guy she was with and found out it was Peter.
I was half shot already.
By the way, if I may say, while the K&X bunch out there with Pat Boone and them, if you'll tell Harfield Whedon that I won't be back tomorrow.
I'm sorry, your three minutes are up.
Harfield Whedon.
How about that?
That's the program director, yeah. KNX.
Yeah. And we've got a big cocktail party tonight, haven't we?
Here. Yeah. Oh, yes.
A luau.
At the luau, the lecture.
Oh, yeah.
Can you really trust a man named Harfield Whedon?
Well, we're weeding him out.
Has Harfield Whedon got a black mustache?
No, but he wears a carnation.
Under his nose.
I have always said all my life that if you line up the personnel of any radio station, I can pick out the program director.
Yeah, because he's lying down.
He's lying down?
Happy, are you with us?
Yes, I am with you, Arthur.
You know what HEP is?
HEP?
HEP, oven cleaner.
Yes.
Oh, this is the most marvelous stuff in the world. The dirtiest job in the kitchen is scrubbing out that oven after you've been baking and stuff in it.
Smoking Robert Burns cigars.
So you get HEP, H-E-P, oven cleaner spray in a push-button can. You just spray it into the oven. It's amazing. It's an aerosol spray with a formula so effective that the Babbo people protect it with a U.S. patent. HEP oven cleaner spray does the hard, dirty work for you. Loosens up all the spatters and spillovers and the stuff that you think even dynamite can't budge. You don't have to scrape or scour burnt-on food stains. Get some of it. HEP, H-E-P, oven cleaner, made by the makers of reliable Babbo.
But remember, when you use HEP, you got to remove your head from the oven afterwards.
I have a new sponsor.
The best way to keep your oven clean is to eat out.
Arthur, I have a new sponsor. It's called the detergent that spits back at you. I don't know.
You're right.
I'm going to get some of that HEP. I'm going to bring some home for Shirley tonight, too, Pat.
I eat it every
I'll
night.
Bring her home a little HEP.
You're a helpful bunch of folks.
Arthur, wouldn't it be nice if on your 30th... Arthur, wouldn't it be nice if on your 30th anniversary we lose you all your sponsors? As a
friend. We've worked so hard to keep... Well, they're all good sponsors and good products and good sports. They'd have to be, or they wouldn't be on my show to begin with.
Harfield Whedon sure is a good sport. He just came in and said he got Pat's message. And
fired.
He's got a little message for him.
He's fired, huh?
He's
fired.
Not exactly. He's arranging for him to do a show every day with Peter in New York on WOR.
Get it yourself.
All right, we'll send Mary out there, Pat.
Well, it's been a day. It's been another one of those wonderful days. What an anniversary. How can I express my gratitude to you folks for taking time out to do this for me?
Just try money.
Okay. All right, Abe.
I'm delighted
to... It wasn't Abe, that was Ab.
Oh, Ab. Okay, Ab.
Invite us to your 60th. We'll make a date now.
Okay, that's a date. That's Steve Lawrence and Abe Burrows in Philadelphia.
Thanks for asking us, Arthur.
Arthur, happy anniversary.
Thank you, and good luck in What Makes Sammy Run.
Thank you very much, sir.
Pat Boone and Abby Van Buren in Hollywood.
You're here.
We loved it as usual.
Thanks, Arthur.
My love to everybody, Mary Healy and Peter Lynn Hayes.
We want to thank you, Arthur, for giving us 4.5 wonderful years at home with our children. I'm very grateful.
That goes for me, too, Arthur. It's a delight, and we're always grateful to you.
Thank you, sweetheart. I'm the one that's grateful to you. That duet I enjoyed so much. Jack Carter, our love to Paula.
Thank you. Nice to be here with the One Man Network. 30 years. Can't hold a job.
And Pat Buttram?
Yeah, Arthur, I'll tell you, you are wonderful. You haven't got an enemy in the world, you know. You've outlived them all.
Rufus Jarman? And Richard Hayes and Billy Dupree and Johnny Nash and Johnny Parker and the orchestra. And what's his name?
Harfield Whedon. He's
Harfield Whedon.
Harfield, so long, lad.
Bye-bye.